Ted, this is tremendously out of character, it seems, for you to make a move up. What went into this? You must absolutely love this kid.
Well, we thought a lot of him. We moved up last year in a trade. I think it's a point, and we've talked about this before, you know, the way you look at your board and the way you, so you have to kind of evaluate, you know, who you think you might could get at your later picks against the player that you're talking about taking. And we were really zeroed in on Clay. We think he's a really, really nice fit for our defense, and he's a guy that's worked his way up. He was a former walk-on, 205 pounds, and he wound up starting and playing for one of the better teams in America, and he plays the game very well. He has obvious great genetics going for him, and I think he's going to have a really nice career.
Ted, when you're talking about, you know, that board, was it that devoid in 2 and 3 where you're getting just as much value by sacrificing that for this guy?
Yeah, I don't think it was so much that, really, is how much we thought of Clay. We just, you know, we really wanted to try to get him. And you know, we've thought about this for the last couple of weeks, you know, in terms of what strategies we'd use to maybe try to get him at some point. Because, you know, people had him going anywhere from like 12 or so to 30. So we didn't know where it'd be, and we didn't know, you know, actually, quite frankly, when I was here before, I had no idea that we'd be able to get back in a position where we could take him. I didn't know.
Ted, when did you start to feel that way about him? I mean, was it at the Combine? Was it at the Senior Bowl? When did you really become smitten with him? I know you went to USC for the Pro Day. And what does it tell you about a guy who probably could have gone to another school and played right away, that he chose to walk on at perhaps one of the best schools in the country?
Well, he was a legacy walk-on. You know, his uncle went to school there and his daddy went to school there, so it probably wasn't a huge shock that he went to school there. But to answer your question, Sam Seale scouts the West Coast, as you guys know, and he liked those guys. That's a hard scouting trip to scout all those guys at that place. But Clay's one of those guys, you know, Brian Cushing and Ray Malauga got a lot of the press, and there's actually another linebacker there that's a really good player that'll be drafted. But the more you watch him, the more natural he looks as a player. He's always on his feet. He's got great hips and balance. He can use his hands effectively against offensive linemen and running backs. He can run. He had a great 40 at the Combine. He can move in space. He can do the things that you look for, that anybody looks for in a defensive player. So and we did study the USC boys quite a bit just because there was a lot of them. And, you know, even you're watching somebody else, all of a sudden you go, is that 47 again? He just makes a lot of plays, and everybody else makes their share of plays too. The way he plays. He plays the game remarkable. He's got some interesting traits that are not unlike his father, Clay, who played for Cleveland for a long, long time. He's got the ability to extend his hands and leverage against offensive linemen and stay on his feet in positions where most people wouldn't be able to stay on their feet. I just think he brings a lot to the table. He's accomplished it certainly as a pass rusher and a run defender, but he's also athletic and can move and has a feel for space.
Ted, how did this trade play out? Were you trying to get up even higher than 26? Then when that price tag came down, did it make you swallow kind of hard?
Well, our guys were calling, and people call. Teams call each other all the time, and it's you know, every time somebody's on the clock or right before they get on the clock, there's calling all the time. So there was some sniffing around, and you know, most of the time, these guys, John or Reggie or John, will look at me and say they want such and such and such and such, and I just go no, you know. But this time I didn't say no, I said yes.
Did you use draft trade value?
Mm-hmm.
And did you use an old one, or did you have
I don't know. We have a couple of three of them. One's a composite thing of different ones, and one's, I think, the original cowboy one. And there's another one. And we have Mike Ayers, who works in statistics and numbers. He does things like that. It wasn't a great trade, but it wasn't a horrible trade for us from a numbers standpoint. Again, it gets to, you know, how badly do you want the player? Well, I think we added a couple of good players should help our group. Again, you know, our success is going to rest on our veterans and our core players. You know, these young guys are going to come in and hopefully help us out.
I know you got a bunch of. I know you can never have too many players, but you got a bunch of outside linebackers now. How does this all shake out with Jeremy Thompson and Brandon and so on and so on?
Well, I think it shakes out well. I mean, you need a bunch to run this defense. Those guys are invaluable. One of the beautiful things about the 34 defense is you can carry more on your 53-man roster, guys that are a little bit bigger and faster and taller than maybe on a regular 4-3 group. So we're looking forward to it. I think he can do either. I think he's proven, and if you watch tape on it, he's a very versatile guy.
Ted, when you're dealing with a team as talented as USC, and they're talented on the defensive line as well, how can you tell that, you know, a guy is a good player with that much talent around him?
Well, hopefully we have some ability to scout. I'm not trying to be glib, but you just watch. You know, you watch and see how they play. And I see your point, but just because someone comes from a place that's a good team, it doesn't make them have individual players that perform well.
Ted, did you and Clay's father play against each other? And if so, did that form a relationship there that you got to know Clay the Third a little bit better?
Right. Well, I don't know his father. We certainly played against each other. He would have been on defense and I would have been on special teams, so I'm not sure we actually hit each other at any particular time. He was a really good player and I was just a guy. I played with his uncle, Bruce, in Houston for a number of years. I think one of those guys played 19 years and one of them might have played 20. I'm hoping Clay has that kind of career.
There are a lot of positives to having a father and an uncle like that. Is it tricky, though, to separate out? I mean, you look at whether it's Chris Sims or Bobby Carpenter, it doesn't always translate into stardom.
Right. Well, Clay's his own man. He's probably... through our interviews with him, and he can speak for himself, but he wants to stand on his own 2 feet, and I think he's done a very good job of that in USC. I'm sure he's not going to rest on the laurels of his father and uncle, but he's his own man. You know, he came into USC, and some of these guys that are getting drafted today were linebackers, high recruits and things, so he had to work his way up. He was their very best special teams player for the first 2 years at USC until he started playing more. So he's earned his way. He's earned his way.
So is there much first-round talent?
Some? I don't know. I don't want to get that specific.
Did you feel that the first-round talent was better than 20?
Well, I mean, towards the end of the first round, it would be natural for it to, yeah. But there's still players up there. Hopefully we can get some tomorrow.
Ted, obviously you really like him, that you gave up what you did to go after him, but where does this leave you? You've gotten pretty good players in that range of 41, 73, and 83, and you gave up all three of those. Where does this leave you for tomorrow?
Well, we're looking forward to it. We've also been able to get players later on, so that's what we're going to focus on and try to finish this thing up. But we feel like we had an opportunity to draft two very good players that are going to add to our group, and we felt like it was worth it.
You spent your first few years restocking the roster, so to speak, trading back, acquiring multiple picks. Was your plan coming into today to look for quote-unquote impact players to try to make more of a splash up top?
No, I'm not concerned about the splash. I think there were some guys that we were eyeballing, you know, Rajay and Clay is an example. We didn't know, you know, how to go about doing it. We didn't know how things were going to fall. But there wasn't any particular plan. In the former years when we did were building up, I told you we were trying to build up our core of our team. I think we've done some of that during the course of time, and there might eventually become diminishing returns on the draft, but we still believe that the draft's the best way to build the team. I'm not changed from that, and I believe more so today than before. So that hasn't really changed, and I didn't anticipate doing all that we did today. It just, that's just the way the thing worked.